So that's a good question for everyone. Do you answer the phone when you're in the bathroom?
No.
No. I never do.
Do you answer the phone in general?
No.
I answer the phone, but if you call me when I'm in the bathroom, I'm going to not answer. When I call back, I'm going to be mildly annoyed.
The only way I'll answer is if it says mom / Martha.
Wait, is your mom's name Martha? No. Oh. See, I don't remember that tidbit.
Are we brothers? I should make that a ringtone for her, though, when she calls, because Martha.
Wait, Martha.
And now we're getting back to Jurassic World. That was a good one. Guys, it's hot.
Oh, man.
That was a good time.
I'm not the only one who didn't feel bad for any of those dinosaurs.
No, because they're all genetically created.
Go. This is nature trying to fix your mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, why would you build it on an active volcano?
I don't know. Maybe, like, environment concerns?
Well, didn't they say it had been dormant for how many years? And then it all of a sudden became active?
Probably because they genetically altered the volcano.
Jeez, they used frog DNA.
Spare no expense.
Dino DNA.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Spare no expense. Dinosaurs on a volcano.
There's a drinking game where you watch the first Jurassic Park, and every time they say spare no expense, take a shot. I think it's 7 times at least.
Oh my gosh.
So many times.
That's why it's a meme.
That, or every time Malcolm calls it.
Oh, well, he's right. Look at that.
Why didn't the seatbelt work?
What are we talking about again?
Yeah, that's right. I was talking about Dr. Grant's seatbelt. Why wasn't he wearing it the whole time?
Because safety does not come first.
Safe.
It's the one expense you spared.
Safety begins with dinosaurs. It was an old Disney thing. Safety begins with me.
Safety means dinosaurs.
Speaking of Disney.
I'm going to Disney next year.
Not this year?
No.
Welcome to St. Petersburg, the inaugural lightning round of EVR.
Lasers.
That's a laser. Try making a lightning sound again.
Season 2, episode. Episode 2.
No, Justin, that's a stroke. Let's try to make thunder noise again.
What's... No, I'm having an aneurysm next.
What sound does thunder make?
You stupid pew pew.
Lasers.
Mixed up.
Lightning doesn't make noise. It's thunder.
It's thunder. Oh, no. So now we know. Okay, very good.
Thunderstruck. It's thunder.
Oh, okay. Bump. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thunder.
Now I'm
ready.
Ah. Okay, fine. That's fine. Lightning round, episode 1.
Fight.
The inaugural address of the lightning round.
We cooed the pood cast.
Surprised they haven't done a Simpsons episode.
Maybe they have.
Tonight's episode is actually them. So, expectation of tonight's Simpsons episode. They're actually doing an esports one, and they consulted with people from League of Legends.
Nice.
I'm actually excited for it.
Huh. Nice. It's going to be interesting.
I'll be tired.
Wonder if it'll be their WoW episode of South Park.
Well, apparently Bart is supposed to be on the team and Homer's the manager or something.
Oh,
that's going to be terrible.
That's a bad idea.
Great episode.
Every good episode starts with a bad idea.
Every good episode starts with Homer.
I miss the good idea, bad idea segments from Animaniacs. It was really cool.
Dude, that spent forever. Everything in the store is $1? I don't know if that's what the voice sounded like. It's been so long.
Having a surprise birthday party with 80 people. Having a surprise birthday party for your 80-year-old grandpa.
Oh, my God. Oh. I just remember having the demo of the game on Macintosh, and there was like a trampoline thing where you get the bubble or the balloons. And below was like a Barney character. I can't remember what it was called, but if it caught you, it would go, I love EWW, and throw you back up. That's so weird. But you can only be caught like 3 times until you died of love.
Died of lovey-dovey, love you.
You could drop anvils on them and stuff, too.
Oh, jeez.
It's a good time.
It's like the...
How dare you strike up anime without wanting to watch it.
So, I'm going on vacation this year, but next year I'm going on vacation to Orlando and hitting up Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. This year I'm going to St. Petersburg. Yes.
Do you go anywhere but Florida?
Dude, I'm a white guy from Florida. Where else am I going to go besides Florida? I'm a white dude from Florida. God bless America! I am a white dude from
Ohio.
Where else would I go for vacation?
It's Ohio.
Nowhere.
So, is anyone else going on vacation anywhere this year?
I have nothing planned, which is kind of disturbing.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I hate it. Like, I like to have something planned to look forward to. I'm probably just going to go hiking a bunch.
Cool.
I've never been to Gatlinburg. If I have been, I was very, very young.
You do a lot of hiking there.
Yeah.
Even on the main strip. The main strip was saved.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I got real close to it. It was funny. Last time I was there two summers ago, the week after we left, the fire started. And the pictures of the main strip, just it looked like an apocalypse.
Wow.
Just like all the smoke through the streets. One of the places we were at actually got burned down. Damn. And what was left, you wouldn't even tell if the... We actually rented like a street legal like ATV thing and rode around the city in it. It was pretty cool. That company is gone. I mean,
jeez.
I hope they had good insurance because everything they had and all the vehicles are gone.
Well, my expectations to go there are just kind of like rent a cabin, maybe do four-wheeling. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What else would I be
expecting?
Just hear the reality bit of
this. They have some shows. Good restaurant. Yeah, like... The Dixie Stampede kind of thing. I think that actually might be in Pigeon Forge, which is fun. Have you ever done it before?
Maybe I've been.
They have great food.
Oh, I
great
love food.
Food. You love get like a whole Turkish hen to yourself.
Okay.
That's great.
I'm in.
Great food.
Whole bird.
There's shows. They have like Ripley's Believe It or Not kind of thing.
Oh,
I mean,
I've been to those down in
Florida. Yeah, I mean, you've got the things that are everywhere,
yeah.
But it's nice. And on a good day, it's beautiful. Okay. If you stay at a cabin, walking the trails is great. Yeah, I mean.
But anyways,
it is what it is.
Back to your vacation. Sorry, I like inserted mine.
No, you're fine. I asked you guys where you guys were going.
What are you doing in Petersburg?
St. Petersburg, we sit on the beach and do nothing. And the resort we stay at has its little own ice cream and Pizza Hut store.
Nice.
I sit on the beach and eat Pizza
Hut. I
remember that. Yes, because you were
there. I got the weird colors. Yeah. And then later,
I got the blue.
I
got the blue moon cookie dough. We were pooping green.
So, Justin and Alex are unicorns for a night.
Yeah, that's right.
We're just rat boys from Ohio.
Was that the last time we were down there? Because last time we were down there, we just found out Tia was pregnant.
Exactly. It was like 5 years.
Wow. I remember you stayed the night, and then, because we went to IHOP the next morning, and then you headed out.
You guys told me.
Did we? Was that then?
I don't know. I could give it
to you. Yeah, but it's at the same place, at St. Petersburg. So,
okay.
Love the beach there.
It is pretty nice.
Love the beach there. White sand. Yeah, you can just walk that all day.
Where are you going,
Jeremy?
To my bed.
Okay, no arguments there.
Though, if I did take a surprise trip somewhere, it would be someplace with a beach.
Yeah.
Because I can't be landlocked all year long. Drives me nuts.
You fly somewhere and then you're in the air.
That's one way to get off the land.
Nothing beats ocean air.
Yeah. I love laying there and just listening to the waves come up.
And I don't have allergies, by the way.
Yeah.
So I can breathe.
Last time I was in LA, I died because of the allergies out there.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the last vacation you took, Alex?
LA.
LA, okay, okay.
To BlizzCon 2018 with Luke, and he wants to go again this year because they're not announcing any games this year. So, or they're not releasing, I'm sorry, which means BlizzCon probably means
they're taking
nothing
a whole year off of
releasing
stuff.
They haven't, the last game they released that wasn't an expansion was Overwatch.
Wow.
That's been 3 years.
Wow.
The last game before that was Diablo 3.
Wow.
2014 or something?
Okay.
2015 was the expansion or something like that?
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Huh. Was it a good vacation?
It was, minus the allergies. I went out to, like, walk a trail, and then I saw a sign that's like, beware of rattlesnakes. And I was like, oh, okay, one sign. I'll just keep my eyes out.
Rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'm walking, and then there was, like, six more of the same sign. I was like, I'm not going to walk this path anymore. So I drove through the OC because of the show, the OC. I just had to see it.
Yeah.
A bunch of rich people. I was afraid to like go up in the hills actually, but I could see him and I was like, oh my god, the show. So instead I just sat on the beach by myself and watched the sunset. Just weird.
Some of the best vacations.
Because Luke was sick as crap watching the Resident Evil movies on the cable at the hotel.
Oh, man.
What was
your last vacation?
Last vacation, I didn't go anywhere, but I did take a week off. I went to the Air Force Museum that's in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, nice. Fun.
That was really cool because they have simulation where you're, it's like a 360 degree movement.
Ooh,
I was upside down the entire time. And I actually made my girlfriend puke. I was fine, but she puked.
That's awesome.
Luckily, it wasn't in the simulator. It was after we got out, but
that was cool.
I was like, what, you want to go upside down again? Okay, we're going to go upside down again because I don't know how to write my up.
Was it a dual cockpit thing? Like two cockpits?
One person controlled the plane and manned the guns. The other person controlled missiles.
Mm. That's cool. I haven't been there in years.
If you compared it to going to the USS Midway in San Diego, which one was cool?
I'd say the USS Midway, only because there was more stuff to actually look at.
Yeah.
I do like jets, but it was cool going to the Midway because when you got on top of it, you could actually see the actual bay.
Yeah.
And they were working on some of the super carriers.
Nice. Oh, that was crazy.
Huge.
Nice. Yeah.
Huge.
Character. I really like the walking tour thing, which I think is almost everywhere now.
Yeah.
But it kind of like explained, like you'd click to the next number and you'd be standing in front of the aircraft and it'll say where it saw battle and all that. And like with the different paintings and medallions and stuff on it. And
nice.
It's neat.
It's really cool.
I need that. Enjoyed it. By the way.
No sirens. Last I went to St. Pete's last year. We showed up on Father's Day and told my dad that we were pregnant on Father's Day. Yeah.
So now it's Grandfather's Day.
Grandfather's Day.
Grandpa Day.
Oh, I got we didn't go on vacation last year. So our last vacation was, work sent me to Florida in November. I guess that would
Chicago for work.
It counts.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. I've got to meet the people that I email every day. I don't want to go into too much detail because I still currently work here.
Sure.
But it was interesting. We didn't actually go into Chicago. We were always on the outskirts of it.
Yeah.
But good Lord, the tolls out there are terrible. Oh, you want to get on it? 90 cents. By the way, we don't give change back, so that sense too.
Wow.
Oh, you want to get off at the next exit? $1.50. It's like, oh my God. I think I spent $25 in tolls just in two or three days.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We went to Ponte Vedra, Florida. It's like where the one percenters live in Florida. Whew. I swear, that had to have been football players. There were some nice cars. It's all one or two Lamborghini.
Nice. It was nice. They own the team those football players play for.
Yeah. I'm about to come homeless, so that's the place to do it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was a decent trip. Did a little work, did a little relaxing. All paid for.
You did no work and relaxed. The wife just relaxed.
Yeah. They got to bring our wives too. So.
My wife. I don't have any wives.
Not yet. Never know.
We work on our second one.
You plan on having
second wife?
Okay. Mormon, right? Okay.
So Alex wants to live in Utah.
No, but I thought. Never mind. I'm not going to do work.
You'll come to find out that a lot of them look very similar. You can guess the reasons why. But they all have like the same pattern of grayness going on. It always starts at the side. Never,
I think that's
never
where mine's speckled. Gonna start.
It always starts at the sides.
Oh, so vacation this year, we are taking, I think at the time she's going to be 17 months. She's about to be 14 months. So, yeah, we're taking our little toddler now to St. Petersburg for her first vacation. I'm not expecting a fun time necessarily in the car for a 14-plus-hour drive. No. I think this is going to be the first time we stop somewhere after downtown Georgia and get a room, hoping she can, you know, sleep not in the car and then just pick up the next morning and go. But I can't wait to see her on the sand and the ocean. And
can you take a sleeping pill and cut it in half and have it be
Dramamine?
Now it's considered a baby sleeping pill. Yeah, baby size.
But this is the first year going there that we're not hanging out most of our time at the adult pool. We're going to have to spend most of our time at the kiddie pool.
As long as there's like Snoopy and stuff painted on the bottom.
I have no clue.
It's just as good. It's just as good. If not better.
The resort has like a little lazy river thing, so that could be fun to do.
A little in the river.
Yeah.
For babies.
But I'm hoping it's going to be nice. Usually we just relax and do nothing. But I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case this time.
I don't think you can ever do that after you have a child.
Yeah.
That's scary. I mean, have fun.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's this year, and we've already planned next year's, and we're going to Orlando, and that's kind of where I was heading with this, was talking about the parks, some additions adding. I know Disney added Avatar recently.
Still haven't been.
I haven't. Yeah. I hear the animatronics are phenomenal.
I'll most likely see it next year as well. I have a friend that's going to be having a wedding.
Cool. Let me know when you're going to be down there.
Here sometime.
Yeah. Let me know when you're going down.
I think it'll probably be October of next year.
Oh, October. We're going in June.
Off season. Nice.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you're going to go.
Full disclosure.
Don't go during the summer.
Yeah, that's when I'll be there. main reason for going is for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which opens this fall and sometime in August. But we'll be going summer of next year.
I haven't read up on it. What's coming?
A whole bunch. So it took over the whole back part of Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. It took out that car stunt show. They took out, I think they took out the Bugs Life thing or the Honey, We Shrunk the Kids, whatever it was at the time.
That was a fun playground.
It's their biggest expansion, I think, ever.
If I'm honest, nothing was really going on back there anyway.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of...
And then they enhanced the Toy Story area too a little bit, I think.
It has its whole new area.
Nice.
I kind of want to check out the Slinky Dog roller coaster. Not going to lie.
Nice.
The thing I'm most excited for is the life-size Millennium Falcon that is going to be there. It's my all-time favorite ship.
Walking under that and being like,
if they let you, I don't know how close you'll actually be able to get to it.
Well, kind of like Epcot's The Ball, it has a queue line kind of thing.
Yeah.
What if the queue line actually took you into Millennium
Falcon? Well, that's the thing. The queue line to the ride. You're not going up into the ship, but
you're going under
the line of the ship is built to look like you're walking through the Falcon.
Okay.
You're going to go by, like, the chessboard. You're going to walk through the hallways.
That's cool.
And when you enter the rides, you look like you're going through the hallway to get to the cockpit. In the cockpit, you're actually, like, sitting in it.
Nice.
They added two extra seats, so it's not technically canon because six people can sit in it. But it's whatever. But supposedly, you're actually controlling the ride.
It's fine. You bypass
the infrastructure. You're not on rails. You decide if the mission is a fail or a go.
So that makes me think, like, it is what
and each you person, used to
do, but you're actually the one driving
each
it.
Each of the six people have different things that they do at their stations during the ride.
Oh, this could go horribly wrong.
It could go horribly wrong.
So no matter what, you'll have to have six people, though. Like, they'll pack in
probably,
two extras or whatever.
Probably,
the stations.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But, and then the second addition that they're adding ride-wise is supposedly their longest ride or experience is what they're calling it that they've ever had. Supposedly it's going to be multiple, like, stop and goes. Like, I guess the first part of it is you're going through, like, a Star Destroyer, and they're going to have life-size AT-ATs that you're going under their legs, and then you're going to, like, stop and get off and go to a different part of the ride. So they've released some, like, concept art, and they do show life-size AT-ATs or AT-ATs. I don't know. Man. They're not releasing too much information on what, besides it being their, like, longest experience ever. So.
Give us some AT-ATs. Then just put one ATST, kind of like the one that used to be there.
Yeah.
Because that was so cool when you saw that. I feel like that was
they did have an AT-AT.
Yeah.
Going through the Ewok.
Yeah, to get to that Space Tours.
What do you need?
Which I think is still there. I think they kept that there.
They're cannibals.
They released some pictures of, like, food that's going to be there. It looked delicious. You can get green milk.
Technically, they're not cannibals. They just can eat people. They're not humans.
they're also gonna be a cannibal
if you don't eat your own kind.
They're also going to sell clothes there, like the Wizarding World does, like sells robes. They're going to sell clothes that look like they're straight from the Star Wars universe.
That's cool.
Build your own lightsaber. They've apparently, like, upped it to make it a little different than
more
a generic.
Good.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. All you have to do is take, like, a shawl, go to your local sandbox, throw it in the sandbox, and step on it a few times.
Yeah.
It's from Tatooine.
Perfect. Perfect.
Sandblasted.
But yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait for next summer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can.
I'm interested.
But I can't.
I still think I'd be more interested in the Avatar, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm a Star Wars fan, but
yeah,
I think that they...
Avatar would be cool.
I'm sure you'll see both of them, right?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Right now, my brother and his fiance currently are getting married in October, and they're counting that trip as their honeymoon.
Fair enough.
So they're going to do every park. Right now, I'm planning on just doing Hollywood Studios but I may. We'll see where I'm at that point.
You're going to get treated so well once you get the little hats and say you're just married. Yeah. Forget about it.
It's garbage cans. I saw the spacings. Any theme park stuff you're interested in?
Well, I am interested in the Star Wars park. It looks really cool. It looks like they were going all out with the experience, which is always a good thing. I'd want to experience the one in Florida, and I'd want to see what they're doing with the one in California. See if it's different.
They're pretty similar from everything I've seen.
The Harry Potter thing is almost the exact same.
Yeah. There's one's sections. Bigger and the other smaller. Like sizing.
Yeah, California is much smaller, right?
So, if it's the same thing, I just experienced the same good thing twice. So, what's the worst that could happen?
There you go. You're out $1,000.
The only thing I'm not looking forward to is crowds, so I'm probably not going to get a chance to experience that for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I know it's going to be crazy when they open it.
Nuts.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if things are going to be like they imagined it at first go, or is this just like, let's get the minimum deliverable product and then get people in the park.
Yeah.
And then we can keep adding to it as years go on. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you start to learn that video games and real life things actually work very similarly.
True, but
in terms of production.
It's just the games of a service. But this is a service that they're providing.
It's all looking for experiences with huge air quotes.
Well, also if you say, hey, it's open, but the ride isn't open, people still come to look at land, and then hopefully not 6 months, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks later, they're like, the ride's open. So all of those people now come back again.
Okay.
So,
like your high rollers, the people who can afford to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know the pass can't be any less than 6, 7.
Oof. For one person.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think when I did Universal's, it was like $280 for Florida resident pass.
Wow.
Which wasn't that bad back then. But that was after.
That's probably
Harry Potter section.
That's a little more expensive than like King's Island up here.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
If you renew it, it's only like $100. Like, if you bought it and you go into the next year and renew it, I think they're at $120.
I'm actually going to throw that out there. I plan on getting a pass this year.
Really?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember there was times where I'd be like, who wants to go to King's Island with me?
I never had a pass.
And no one ever wanted to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to get a pass this year. I haven't been in a decade.
Let's be honest. Is this because you have a girlfriend now?
Lesbian honest.
Yes.
Lesbian honest.
You heard it here first, folks. He is in lesbians with this girl.
Just a little bit. But no, and they have taken down and put up rides, and I'm interested to see it. I actually always like the water area, too.
Yeah. So. Just rode Mystic Timbers. We went for Winterfest. Took a little date night. You know, parents watched the kid, went to Winterfest, and they had a couple roller coasters open.
Half of a sleeping pill.
Just crush it up and mix it into our milk.
Mystic Timbers, when you walk in, is very Stranger Things themed.
Really?
Yeah.
It is Stranger Things without being Stranger Things.
Essentially, yeah.
Since now it's not
paramount. It's got really good atmosphere. I think what really helped it was we rode it at night, and it was rainy / sleety kind of, so it was like mist and fog in the air, and so it wouldn't I don't know what just happened there.
You felt the chill of the night air.
Man, I just can't talk this episode. It's a wooden roller coaster.
Okay. But indoor?
No, outdoor.
Oh damn, I chose indoor, it'll last longer.
Man, it was so cool going up the first hill and seeing the lights in the distance. It was just like a cone through the mist of light.
That's really
and
cool.
You're just going through, and the fog and the rain is just kind of hitting you in the face. So probably one of the coolest outdoor experiences on a coaster I've ever had.
Well, I know that during the summer, isn't it open like past dark a little bit?
Yeah.
We'll do it then.
Sometimes
it's
open till like 10, 11 at night, I think. But yeah.
I don't see myself.
Yeah, it's fun. Flight of Fear is still one of the best ones there.
Well, I was going to say, because do you think that Disney being theme parks and this being an amusement park, do you think that Kings Island is trying to make that switch?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
They're still, rides are the
Kings
reason
Island is currently owned by Cedar
Fair.
Parks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're going all in still on the roller coasters and thrill rides.
That's all it's
about. Yeah. Which is actually a really big difference that you point out, because Disney and stuff are just experiences.
They want you to think about nothing except for
while you're there. Mm-hmm. They're not really thrill rides.
Even through the lines.
They
want you to see the theming.
Good,
they want you to
good
be fully
point.
Immersed.
Yeah.
King's Island is like, come or go, it doesn't matter. Ride or rides.
Yep.
Do it and buy a $5 hot dog.
With a $10 beer.
God. I don't think I'd ever get a beer at an amusement park or theme park again, just because I don't want to ride anything after it.
Yeah.
Butterbeer that's different. After I go on the rides, then I'll get a butterbeer.
First time I was ever in Harry Potter, I drank butterbeer.
And then went on the ride.
And then went on Dueling Dragons when it's I was like, there.
It's like being a can of Coke when you drink that, because it just
Sit down for at least 5 minutes.
You know you're in trouble. We can actually feel it slopping around in your stomach.
It feels like after you've ate a bunch of pancakes.
Slopping. Slopping is the perfect word for that.
I can hear the sound going in my stomach, and I don't like it.
So do you prefer theme parks, or do you prefer...
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of interested to see how well King's Island goes.
Yeah.
But transitioning to Universal, they did announce a ride. I think they're taking out the Griffin ride.
Harry Potter. Or Hagrid.
Hagrid's...
Motorcycle ride.
Yeah.
I thought they were putting that where Dueling Dragons was.
Oh,
because they closed Dueling Dragons. That's because it's gone.
Shoe in the eye incident.
Shoe in the eye.
A shoe fell off and hit some guy in the eye or something. Took his eye out.
So
that's why they never rode next to each other again.
Is he like Mad Eye Moody now?
Probably. Could be the wrong eye. It's his brother.
Sam Maybe Jackson. Nick Fury's cousin.
There was an idea.
An idea.
But I haven't really looked into that ride and its changes and things like that.
I got an email saying, look at our new ride. Hey, Grids, motorbike ride. Yep. Actually, yeah.
But the other interesting stuff coming to you.
Yeah, Nintendo.
How many years did I spend drawing parts for Nintendo?
Yeah.
And then this finally comes out.
An interesting development, too, recently about Orlando's is that they were originally supposedly going to take over Kitty Land, but now have changed that and are looking into a whole third park.
I would be okay. They can easily make that happen behind Simpsons.
And they're also talking about, rather than just it being Nintendo, they're going to put stuff in like Jurassic World, give it an even bigger area and other properties, and make a third whole amusement park.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
They can't. The only way they could do it behind the park is if they buy...
They have the land, don't they? No, it's not like Disney where they have acres and acres.
Yeah. Although they started building a parking lot for the employees that was tiered, so they could be taking some of that. But that's not very big. That's right behind where Jaws was, where now Gringotts Bank is.
Gringotts, yeah.
I don't know. There's ways that they could expand. There's an apartment complex they could buy out near them.
Yeah.
I doubt that would happen. Those are the like expensive, high-end apartments.
Yeah. Because Volcano Bay is technically a Universal Park, right?
Yeah, but
that's
in
a different area.
Yeah. Or they buy the apartment building, make it look like Hogwarts, and they tell all the tenants you have to look like Hogwarts students.
If they turn that into a Hogwarts hotel.
Oh, that's the one thing they're doing with Star Wars. They're making a whole Star Wars hotel, and when you're in the room, it actually feels like you're in like a Star Wars spaceship. Kind of room thing.
So it shakes.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Could you imagine that? Waking up in the middle of the night to a shaking room?
That's like Star Trek, bro.
So it has inertia and drag.
I don't know.
Momentum.
So the shields are down in that.
They could charge an arm and a leg in a Hogwarts hotel and people would stay there.
Oh, they definitely will for the Star Wars ones.
You they would find a way to years. Have house elves serve you.
Without violating
awesome. Will you sell this?
Oh, it's the same people that do Mickey and Minnie. They would just put on a house elf.
Here, wear this potato
sack. I would
sack.
Give it a sock every time I could.
I was going to say, do we get to beat them? Or?
Jeez.
Does that mean you can't put a sock on your door or they might take it?
You didn't offer it to him. You got to the door.
That would be funny if you have to sign something for a tip and just give them a sock. Thank you for your service.
Just give them laundry.
You want to give them one sock, two socks, a shirt?
Maybe that's how you review it. Like, would you let your house elf go free, or do you think it should serve a few years?
No, I think we should enslave more.
I think we should find that one's family and put them just close enough they can see each other but never be able to hug.
But never touch.
Yeah.
That's so demented.
And why am I developing a southern accent?
Yeah, that's the gist of a vacation. So I can give you a follow-up when I thought we were going to
amusement parks.
Theme parks. Vacation theme and amusement parks. Amusement parks. I mean, that's when I hit up amusement parks is on vacation.
I mean, if you don't live near one, that's the only time you're going to...
Yeah.
Right. I would like to do Disney in California again.
Yeah.
just because the one time I did it with Luke, we just kind of walked through California Adventure. We didn't actually do any of the rides.
Okay.
Mainly because the only ride we wanted to do was Cars, and it was like 45-minute wait. We're impatient.
Did you not wait?
No. Oh. I looked at it, I was like, that's cool. Kept walking.
I want to do the Tron one. Is that in Orlando?
I don't know, and I don't know if it's...
Because it took over the car one. The car simulation.
The Speedway?
Yeah.
Those were so dumb unless you were drunk.
Should never get it behind the wheel, Alex, if you're drunk.
Dude, it was fun.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Luckily, it's on a track, and if you turn the wheel, it still doesn't matter.
That was the one where I had like the indoor parts, right? And then at the very end, it rushed you outside around.
Yeah. As of right now, the Tron Light Cycle Power Run is Shanghai Disney.
Only? But okay.
This was also back 2016, so it's been a little bit. I would not be surprised if they end up doing
it. So what you're telling me is we all need to take a trip to Shanghai and go to the Disney park yes. there.
I'm not going to lie, ever since working there, disclosure, I want to visit every park, especially the Paris one, just because I know the castle's more fantasized because they have real castles out there.
Yeah, so they have to try harder.
Different. Yeah, that's so cool.
I'm currently downloading the My Disney Experience.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to see if this Tron ride... Don't
turn on notifications. It will buff your crap.
I'm
going
to delete it when I'm done. Because I know you can look at the parks.
Hey, listen. You can also look at the wait times. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Just think of that. Nintendo, Legend of Zelda area. My idea was originally just make it a maze that you could
like a dungeon?
Yeah, you could find... No, like the old... Game Boy Advance one, you would go in the woods, and if you didn't do the right pattern...
Oh, like Lost Woods.
You'd find, find fake swords and stuff like that. Yeah. And then I was going to make the end of it, you found the Master Sword, and you can get a picture with the one wood elf chick.
Saria?
Yeah. She would be with the sword, and you get a picture with her, and you leave.
Then you go home.
As I'm wearing my Majora's Mask shirt.
But then you would also, like, when you're walking through, I'm imagining, like, hedges.
Yeah.
8-10 feet tall, and above you there would be, like, some stuff you'd hear Deku guys jumping around. And then you'd see them, and they would blow air at you.
That'd be cool.
You can hide all kinds of things in a hedge.
Sure. You could throw foam seeds at
them. Yeah. And supposedly they're working like on a Mario Kart simulator. So like you're racing other people around the track.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Better than my idea of real Mario Kart around the castle. The restaurant's the second level.
Real bullet bills.
That'd be really cool.
Or heck, just get actual go-karts. Give you VR headsets.
I think that's what they'll do.
And map the track one-to-one.
Because then they could also put rumblers on the cars and stuff like that.
Like if you get hit by a...
Yeah, or pushed out of the way. That'll make
I wonder
you
if it
like
could do some sort of spin around when you get hit. Like if you go over a banana.
VR's changed a lot. I'd like to see what they can do with that.
A Luigi's Mansion haunted house.
Bring it. Yes. But then they could also make that similar to the Toy Story Mania ride when you're going through on a track and there's actually like games or like there'll be a ghost going by you and if you hold your vacuum up in your seat towards it, you get points.
Nice. I like this idea. Man. I want it to be real.
Man.
Let's do it. Do it.
Make I'll it. Have to sign in. I don't remember my Disney stuff.
Oh no, don't worry, Disney.
Yeah.
They know you, but do you know yourself?
Other than that, Universal in Hollywood is you do it once, you're done. City Walk's a little bit different. It's more like a condensed lane, which was kind of neat, but not as good as City Walk.
Yeah. Orlando has a lot more options.
Oh,
a lot more land.
Disney Springs now, they have that virtual reality Star Wars experience.
Yeah.
They would love to try that.
I would too, because before they had there was like Disney Club or the gaming thing. It was like 5-tier or 5-level video games, arcades and stuff like that. I think I only did it once, I don't think, with you. But it wasn't that great.
I remember my password. I remember my password. I can't believe that.
So proud of you. What did you say for everybody to know it?
It is Mickey and Minnie 2019.
Mickey and Minnie.
Where is Mickey
for
House Keys? Where is? This is my nightmare.
Mickey Mouse only came to Epcot once and he was in the America section. I was like, oh, of course he is.
And then they got some drunk teddy bear. What was his name?
Drunk Teddy Bear.
The Teddy Bear. Duff.
Duff.
Duff the Bear.
Duff the Bear.
Do I have to look this up for you?
I've never heard of Duff the Bear.
He was like Epcot's thing for a little while.
All right.
Duff the Bear.
But the fact that
he's not like
a drunk bear actually makes a lot of sense since Epcot
Duffy.
Was all about
looks
the
like
alcohol.
It looks like it is still test track.
Duffy the Disney Bear.
Oh, I didn't know that was his name.
Test track is closed.
Test Track. Oh, good. Please rip that shit.
It says temporarily closed, yeah.
Oh, Test Track was updated to look a little bit like Tron.
Was it?
It looks more like one of the light cars.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, that's what I would have done with it.
Yeah. I liked that Finding Nemo ride at Epcot. I liked the last part of it, like when you go in the water and they've projected like the CGI characters in the water and they look like they're actually like in real life floating. It's pretty sweet.
So you should remember Duffy because he released the American Parks October 14th, 2010. But yeah. He's really been like more of Shanghai and Hong Kong's for a long time.
They showed Duffy there every now and then. I just didn't know his name was Duffy. It's like, oh, what's this random bear in a sailor outfit?
Yeah, I never saw him go back to
that. Apparently the Nintendo stuff at Universal is going to have not one, but two castles. Peach's Castle and Bowser's Castle.
That's awesome.
On either side.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Just give it to me already.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And then in the middle, they need to put Zelda's Castle.
So when do they get Lord of the Rings and they can put Mount Doom somewhere north?
Does Warner Brothers have any sort of park? No, they're not. Are they kind of Warner Brothers?
They're kind of partnered with Lord Universal.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter was all Warner Brothers.
Okay. Warner Brothers stuff. So they have a relationship with them.
A relationship. Don't cheat on me.
It's like our idea, Justin, was to...
I gave you a ring.
Lord of the Rings park would basically just be year-round Ren's Fair.
Yeah.
With Mountain Dew.
I don't think we can get Luke to leave.
Here's a trail. Walk through it for a minute, a movie and a half.
Just go towards the eye. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they do a Lord of the Rings park, it would either be a volcano would be the big thing, or the Eye of Sauron. They would figure out how to do the eye.
I would vote for the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
You could have it move.
Yeah, and actually do it with the spotlight.
You could actually have it be on fire somehow.
That also would not be that hard.
The dragon breathes fire over Gringotts.
Every 10 minutes. Spoiler alert.
But yeah.
I mean, if you haven't been, you're missing out.
We love our theme parks.
Who doesn't love a good theme
park? But amusement parks are still fun. I haven't been to Cedar Point in also a decade, but
Millennium Force is
still amazing if you've ever been.
Never been to Cedar Fair.
You're missing out. It's
or Cedar,
still
what?
The
Cedar Fair?
Second highest steel coaster in the world.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Really, really cool. I hope they have the...
Have you ever been on Diamondback in
the Islands? Didn't care for it.
Yeah, you're just as high. Because
it's just hills and shit.
Yeah,
it's like zero
G. That initial hill, though, you're like up as high as the Eiffel Tower.
You feel like you're falling out. Yeah.
Once I'm past that initial hill, I'm fine. But that initial hill, when you look over and the Eiffel Tower is the same height as you, and you're like, yeah, this isn't cool.
Well, I think...
Cool.
Right. This is Jeremiah signing off for our inaugural lightning round, episode 1.
Pew, pew, pew!
That's still a laser. Did not change.
Oh, this is Alex. I've done too many theme parks and worked at too many of them.
And this is Justin, time to go.
Please stop.
You're talking about SeaWorld.
Please stop. Who cares about SeaWorld?
See ya.
Stop.
2 another episode.
I mean, we could still go through the movies.
Oh,
Harry Potter in review.
Harry Potter. The Harry Potter retrospective.
Oh my gosh. Cinematic universe. I still haven't read 4. We recorded that and I was like, yeah, I just finished 3.
Oh,
here it is.
6 months ago?
6 months later, yeah.
Oh boy.
Potter.
Harry Potter must not go to Hogwarts.
I need to see Crimes of Grindelwald before.
I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was kind of slow. There was a few parts where I'm like...
I fell asleep during Fantastic Beasts.
So did Luke.
Fantastic Beats.
Beats
by the Wizard.
I'm totally down to do a Harry Potter in review.
Oh, God.
I say we do it.
Let's do it.
I think we could have a lot of fun with it.
The movies are good.
I mean, the earlier movies, we can knock like two of them out in one.
In episode. Half an hour?
Not very long.
I don't know. We probably have to watch it, and then someone has to do the storyline.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I could do the random facts. I could do trivia about what they did during certain scenes, or kind of the Tim Gettys of... Fun fact, this happened with this.
Facts of the Furious.
Facts of the Furious.
That's right.
He's in those. Or no, maybe he doesn't use his.
him out.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
see, I'm also fine with
put it in the notes then.
I'm also fine with mentioning him just because of what Nick does. He's always like, I don't care. Sue us. It's fine. And then he goes, no, don't, please.
Watch those again. Oh, I definitely do.
So if you guys ever want to watch them, I can...
I don't want to do all of them. I just want to do... I want to watch the ones we're going to talk about.
My password is C, lowercase, 4.
I figure we'll watch one movie... Or two or three movies, depending on how many we record at
we
any given
one
time.
Every
we don't have to necessarily do it every week. We could.
Okay, this is what we can do.
We've been recording this whole time. Yeah.
This is what we can do.
It's only been 2 minutes.
So, we do the review of that movie,
yeah.
But at the end of the episode, we talk about what we remember from the next one we're going to do. And then we come back having watched it already, and we're like,
okay.
Yeah, I completely misremembered.
So, we could do one movie a month kind of thing? Or is that too far apart?
That's fine, man. One's a month. One month's fine.
Yeah.
But that also means that we need to do an expectation for the first movie before.
Yeah, like the one before we started.
We can talk about what we remember.
What we remember from the Sorcerer's Stone. We
were talking about Sorcerer's Stone. First time.
See, there we go. Did we already talk about that?
Or
was it just like a random Harry Potter thing?
I think it was just a random Harry Potter.
So we talked about all kinds of stuff like that.
We talked about what we remember from the Philosopher's Sorcerer's Stone. Depends on whether you came from Europe or America.
All right, I'm down. This, I like this.
Okay, that's fine with me. I'm going to look at our email, which I don't think has had any hits.
It's fine. This is fine.
I haven't checked this once.
Do you remember the password?
It's auto-logged in, so I don't have to worry about it. I think it's the other one. I don't want to say it because just because we're recording. Yep, there's no emails. Except for, like, Twitter. Like, oh, come back and say things and stuff.
No.
So is this going to be over one through...
Over.
How many movies? 8 movies? Because there's 7 books?
Well, technically there's 9 movies. 10 movies now.
That's what I'm getting at. Are we just keeping it to Harry Potter? Or are we keeping it to the...
The Wizarding Universe.
The spinoffs as well.
Wizard Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. The Wizarding World is what they're calling it.
Wizarding Magic.
Wizarding World.
Was it WWW?
What would HP do? What would Harry do?
WCU. Wizarding Cinematic Universe.